This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. President Biden is calling out two Republican governors who have relaxed mask mandates and other virus restrictions. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The president says the nation's on the cusp of fundamentally changing the pandemic's nature.
The last thing we need is Neanderthal thinking.
Saying he hopes everyone has realized by now masks make a difference.
It's critical, 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 critical.
And it's a big mistake to end mask mandates after being asked about Texas's Greg Abbott and Tate Reeves in Mississippi doing just that. Reeves replied with a tweet that Mississippians don't need handlers, adding, I guess I just think we should trust Americans, not insult them. Sagar Magani, Washington.
After avoiding public appearances for several days, the governor of New York is addressing sexual harassment claims. AP's Jennifer King reports.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's embarrassed by allegations of sexual harassment, but he's staying in office.
I didn't mean it that way. But if that's how they felt, that's all that matters, and I apologize.
New York's Attorney General Letitia James has started to investigate claims that the governor sexually harassed at least two women in his administration.
I never touched anyone inappropriately.
One former aide, Charlotte Bennett, says Cuomo quizzed her about her sex life and asked whether she'd be open to a relationship with an older man. Another former aide, Lindsay Boylan, said Cuomo kissed her without consent at the end of a meeting and once suggested they play strip poker aboard his state-owned jet. Cuomo apologized, saying he learned an important lesson about his own behavior. He says he intends to cooperate with the investigation. I'm Jennifer King.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in negative territory. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.